My first day in Elders Quorum. I was young and a brand new elder. What did I have to offer to Elders Quorum? Turns out, a lot. By Dallin Ludke. I wasn't exactly nervous to join Elders Quorum because I felt like I knew what to expect. I also knew everyone in my ward's Elders Quorum. They were my friends' dads and men I already looked up to as mentors. I knew they were happy to help me understand things, so it wasn't nerve-wracking to join them in Elders Quorum. What was a little nerve-wracking was contributing to the lessons. At first, it was hard to think that I could offer anything to men who had so much more life experience and so much more wisdom than I did. It was different, yet the same. Elders Quorum is definitely different from Priest Quorum. Instead of a bunch of guys your age, you're suddenly with adults. The first couple of times I went, I didn't really say anything. I worried that I was too young and didn't know enough to contribute. But the more I've been going, the more comfortable I've become, and the more I've come to realize that no matter how old you are, everybody has something to contribute. Everyone has different experiences with the gospel, and everyone has different levels of understanding of different principles. I had something to share. One time we were talking about the Savior's atonement, and I raised my hand. I just told how, thanks to His atonement, Jesus Christ not only frees us, but can also help us become closer to Himself and to God. I talked about my relationship with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and how it has been strengthened as my understanding of the atonement has grown. After class, a man came up to me and thanked me for my comments. He told me he had never thought about things the way I had said them and really appreciated my insight. Ministering is cool. In Elders Quorum, you don't just learn from a teacher. You also learn from the Spirit and everyone else in the quorum. All that perspective helps you gain greater insight into the things that you are taught. And that helps you be a better servant of the Lord. For example, since I've become an elder, I've started liking ministering a lot more. I think I take it a little more seriously because I know that when I'm a missionary in a few months, I'll be visiting people and sharing the gospel with them just like I do when I minister. Instead of just sitting there and letting my companion do everything, I've started preparing for our visits. I make sure to speak up. I know it's good preparation for my mission, but it has also made ministering become more meaningful to me. I now have greater appreciation for the people in my ward and the people I minister to. If I can do it, you can do it. You don't need to be intimidated by Elders Quorum, but you can definitely look forward to hear more wisdom about the topics you're learning about. You can look forward to becoming a better teacher, leader, and servant of the Lord. And that is so cool. The author lives in California, USA.